Here we go again. Same old story. I've honestly done this one so many times now. Trans shooter spewing woke talking points. He actually called himself the Woker. That's what he wrote on one of those gun cartridges, Lee. The Woker. Spewing every Democrat talking point there is. So he's on the Gaza talking points. He's calling himself the Woker and said, aren't you Aquarius? He's pro-trans, pro-gay, hates Trump, wants to kill him. Check. I mean, that's fully a third of Democrats. Remember that poll? Tulsi Gabbard brought it up, said, you know, I mean, our job is crazy. You have literally a third of people in a party want to think, yeah, maybe Trump should be dead. Well, check. He's not unusual in that way. Wow, he's crazy. No, he's not. They are. Go pull the poll. I've just got it in my file. That was after the Trump assassinations. Said, yeah, you know, it might be helpful if he was dead. Okay, cool. That's your message. When you cheer on a CEO killer and you bring on somebody who lionizes him day in and day out, Taylor Lorenz on CNN to praise her and praise him, the message is very clear. They love this. Democrats did this. That's why they don't want to talk about it. I mean, this is a party, again, that cheered Lee, the killing of a CEO. These transgender killers think they're going to be heroes, as close to immortal as you can get. They think everyone is cheering for violence and crime, that they want them to do it. And they may not be wrong. There, I'll say it. They may not be wrong. Let's go back and look at what happened to Audrey Hale, Lee. Okay, because this is a knockoff copycat killing. It is so identical. Go kill little kids at a Christian school. In this case, a Catholic school. Yep, Jack, that's what Audrey Hale did in her rage on March 27th, 2023. 3 days later, for the first time in U.S. history, to honor Audrey Hale, let's not kid ourselves, because that's exactly what it was, Joe Biden, Lee, declared the first ever Trans Day of Visibility. We wanted to have visibility for the trans shooter and friends, but not for the dead kids, who, by the way, remember, Joe Biden never called. Much was made of that. Mm-hmm. This guy saw the whole thing. This is a guy who had a whole list of killers he admired. And the media is reporting that. Oh, he had an obsession with killers. Yes. Which kind of killers? Anybody say? Nope. Can't talk about it. Nope. Shut up. Trans killers. There, I said it. Trans killers. So he was obsessed with. And he watched what happened. Joe Biden threw a literal party. Remember the Trans Day of Visibility. And what did they do? They had all of these trans people to the White House. This was right after the Tennessee massacre. And do you remember what happened in the days after the Tennessee massacre? Thousands of Democrat protesters holding up seven fingers violently raided the Tennessee State House, blaming legislators for what Audrey Hale did. Now, why was the seven fingers significant? It was one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen. Those poor parents of those children. Only six people were killed in that killing. They were saying Hale was as much of a victim as those she killed. You think this kid didn't see that?
No.
This is a copycat killing. This is a copycat killing. And folks, this got swept under the radar because Trump's just so busy, no one can keep up with him. And this is partly kind of a problem in some ways for just sorting through the news. You know that Alvarez ambush?
Right.
Where they, and thank God these people just can't use it. Thank God the left is not better at using guns. Okay. They're all new at it. They're not very good at it. Thank God. What do? They use the fireworks, try to get the, you know, in the shooting, the bullets, try to get the Border Patrol to come out so they could execute them, right? This cell, eight people were arrested. Leader of it was Antifa, except by then it had become Trantifa because the whole cell was transgender. They were from a Marxist commune. They trained together. Not very well, thank God, but they trained together. And they tried to massacre Border Patrol. They actually shot a cop. Anyone want to talk about trans angle there? Anyone want to talk about that? They're beginning to pick up guns. They're beginning to kill. They are violent. And that is why the Democrats, who, by the way, snicker and sneer at this kind of thing. It's kind of wink, wink, nod, nod. Oh, we don't want these killings. Stop with your prayers. Oh, but let's have a transgender day of visibility 3 days after the Nashville killing for the first time in U.S. history. And remember when Biden then celebrated, because this was right around Easter, celebrated the Trans Day of Visibility instead of Easter at the White House?
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, at that point, just go ahead and hang 666 over the door and be done with it. Just be done with it.
Wasn't that the one where the Easter Bunny had to escort him out when the press started asking him questions?
I think that was the year before.
Oh, okay, whatever. Just that I'm having a Biden moment.
Yeah, yeah, really. No, it's you're so traumatized. Yes, it all runs together. All runs together. I understand. Right. Okay, so let's just go through this. Okay, the Minnesota church shooter, trans. The Republican Party firebombing, gender fluid. The Nashville shooter, who we've just been talking about, transgender. The Colorado Tesla arsonist, transgender. The Colorado Spring shooter, non-binary. The Aberdeen shooter, transgender. The Denver school shooter, trans. Iowa school shooter, transgender slash gender fluid. It was all very weird. We can't really sort it out, but definitely gender fluid and trans. The AMC movie Stabber, transgender. The Alvarez cell, transgender, that tried to kill the Border Patrol. All of them. The Denver STEM school shooter, transgender. The Philadelphia King Sessing shooter, transgender. The Chicago street shooter. Remember that parade? It was a July 4th parade. Remember Lori Lightfoot said that they should pick up guns? He did. In a dress. And then they try to tell us, oh, it was just for camouflage. Yeah, because, you know, if you're in a dress with a gun blowing people away, nobody notice you. But if you're like in, you know, pants and a shirt blowing people away with the gun, then they'll notice you. No, he did it in a dress because he's trans. You could tell from the pictures, Lee. Remember they tried to say he was Trumper?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because, and what he was doing is he was holding a Trump flag, but he was mocking it in the photo. He had pink hair. Remember him with the pigtails? Pink hair.
Oh, yeah.
Dressed up like a little girl online and did the shooting in a dress. And they told us he was a Trump supporter. Trans shooter, Chicago. I'm going to call him what he is. Folks, there's a problem here. And that is why, literally, I mean, I don't know if you saw this, Jacob Frey, Democrat.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, and he's running for mayor. He's apparently not enough of a communist. There's a bigger commie trying to win the seat. So he steps. So they're literally shoving people aside, okay? The blood isn't dry yet on the sidewalk. The bodies are not cold. That's how fresh this was. And he steps up there, and the first thing he says is not, this is horrible for the families and the children, you know, blah, blah, blah. No, no. It's to tell everyone this.
And I have heard about a whole lot of hate that's being directed at our trans community. Anybody who is using this as an opportunity to villainize our trans community or any other community out there has lost their sense of common humanity. We should not be operating out of a place of hate for anyone.
And then he gets into talking about the kids. What does that say? The transgender issue is important. Why are they automatically writing a rule? Like, can't talk about, they know the list I just read you. They probably already saw his manifesto. It was out there. Every Democrat talking point there is. So what do you say? Can't talk about it, or you're full of hate. Well, you're not talking about the kids. It was bad. It just was a mess. And I don't know. What was your reaction to seeing this, Lee? I'm not surprised.
I was just very repulsed by that because I was watching that video when it occurred there. And just that mayor, just please, you know. Act like a leader. And it's just, to me, it's so hypocritical to sit there and say, you know, if you talk about this, you're a hater, but Donald Trump's a Nazi, you know, white supremacist, yada, 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 all the usual talking points, which are, of course, what got us to this point to begin with.
Yeah. This is a copycat crime. And by the time Biden was done, Lee, they made Audrey Hale, in the Nashville shooter, into a low-key folk hero. They did. I mean, come on. Trans Day of Visibility 3 days later. Big celebration at the White House. Remember how that ended? With that transgender man, who I guess he had the fake breast, but they were real looking. But, you know, like surgically imposed. I don't know what you call it. Anyway, and he flashed everybody. Remember that? And that went viral, and they had to shut the whole thing down. He's then got banned from the White House grounds. That's how they celebrated the Nashville shooting. So what it was a celebration. And when you have thousands of leftists descending on the Nashville legislature, holding up seven figures, again, I will never forget it. Audrey Hale was not a victim. And if you're a person that's depressed, hurting, like this individual is, alienated, this is the only way you're going to get that kind of love. From the left, not us. And that's why the left doesn't want to talk about it. Because they can't win this discussion. They can't win this debate. They cannot. But the real question, and watch, we won't get an answer again. Because a Democrat coroner and a Democrat police chief control the answer. What we need now is the toxicology report. I want to know two things. Was he on cross-sex hormones? I bet he is. I'd bet my 401k, double or nothing. And number two, is he on SSRIs? But the big one is the cross-sex hormones. We'll never see that toxicology report if he was, just like Audrey Hale. Guaranteed. Oh, the pattern is always the same. Never ends, never changes. Police chief, Minneapolis Democrat, comes out and says, we just don't know. So confusing as to what might have caused this. He's repeating every Democrat talking point of the last 6 months and calls himself woke. But other than that, we don't know what it means. But, you know, we'll get back to you in 6 months when we figure it out. Super duper confused. We have no motive. The mayor comes out, Minneapolis, Democrat mayor, stop attacking transgenderism. He mentions that before he mentions the kids who were literally dead. Their blood still in that church, just feet away. The transgender shooter literally posts videos showing how much he hates Christians. Another Democrat talking point, they hate Christians. That's why they debanked so many Christian organizations under Joe Biden. They hate you. They do. Let's not kid ourselves. But what could have caused this? Let's see, repeats every talking point for the Democrat Party, calls himself woke like they do, displays the same flag that they do, instead of the American flag, by the way. Don't know, we'll never get to the bottom of it. Never get to the bottom. You know what's so interesting? Do you see what he did? He obviously studied, and this is a copycat crime of the Audrey Hale shooting, because she was she became such a folk hero after she killed those kids, to the Democrats in all the ways I described in the last segment. Joe Biden set this up practically. First ever Trans Day of Visibility, celebrated instead of Easter at the White House, within 3 days of the Audrey Hale shooting. And Joe Biden never called the parents. Never did. Made her into a folk hero. He was copying it. That's what he was doing. He was copying it. With all the right Democrat woke talking points, he wants to be a folk hero too. He even added in killing Donald Trump because it's very popular on the left. No, it is. I mean, I've read the survey. 30% of the Democrat Party is like, yeah, we'd be better off if he was dead. It's who they are. It's who they are. So you've got all the usual cleanup, but folks, the talking point. Jacob Frey, it hasn't even been an hour, and Jacob Frey, Democrat Minneapolis mayor, shoves everyone to the side at the press conference, comes forward, and uses the phrase, thoughts and prayers.
And don't just say this is about thoughts and prayers right now. These kids were literally praying. It was the first week of school. They were in a church. These are kids that should be learning with their friends. They should be playing on the playground.
Yeah, we have to do more, he says. Now listen to this. MSNBC, same exact phrase.
The thoughts and prayers, I'm so beyond that nonsense, the lie of that. Because what we have are people who continue to stand in the way of actually doing something.
He means taking the guns. He means taking the guns. Circleback Shockey, spokeshack for Joe Biden. Same exact phrase. We don't need your thoughts and prayers. Rawr. What is she saying? Prayer is not freaking enough. Prayers do not end school shooting. Enough with the thoughts and prayers. We need act. What's action? Well, they can't even say it now. This is the funny part. They are so beaten on the gun issue, they can't say what they mean. We need your guns. We want your guns. That's what she means. You know what's ironic about that? They can't say it anymore because so many Democrats own guns now. You know, remember the number one, during the Biden era, number one first-time gun owner for the first time used to be males. Now it's black females. Why? Well, because you're living with the consequences of Democrat policies. You can't do that without a gun. You need a gun. So when Democrats say prayer's not enough, they mean they want to confiscate our guns. They just can't say that because so many of the Democrat Party's voters have had to buy guns to protect themselves from the violent criminals thanks to Democrat policies. So now they have to low-key hint at it. Thoughts and prayers. Not enough. Not enough. We got to do more. What do you want? Your guns. Folks, can you imagine for a moment, after what we've seen in D.C., what we've seen in these Democrat cities, living in a Democrat-run America, crime-infested, without guns for your protection, with a dual justice system that churns out their violent criminals again and again and again, and no way to protect yourself, and their criminals are treated like first-class citizens, and you're a second-class citizen if you're a gun owner. You want to know how that works? You want to know how it ends? It ends with a Democrat mob marching up to your house thinking about burning it down, and you got to chase them off with a gun. And when you do, you go to prison, not them, for trespassing on your lawn, for threatening you and menacing you. Are you saying, oh, you're exaggerating, Tara? That never happened in America. It did. That's St. Louis. By the way, that couple was just cleared this week, finally. Their porch, they held off a left-wing lunatic mob. It's private property, too, because they were in a gated community. Remember them? Oh, that's how Democrats treat you if you lawfully use your gun for self-protection against one of their mobs. Believe me, their mobs will all have guns. You won't. Donald Trump's the only thing standing in the way of that right now. And they never stop, folks. Right now, are they going to get the guns right now? No, but they're banking it for the future. Banking it. They want it to be like Venezuela. They took the guns for everybody's protection, waited a few years, and then redistributed the guns to Trend Aragua. And Trend Aragua started shooting people who opposed the party. They're still doing it today. They like to drive by on a motorcycle. No one ever gets charged. You know how it works. It won't be that way for now. Unless Trey Gowdy has his way. He wants to take your guns. Wait, what? Yeah. That guy. Look, there was a reason Bill Clinton appointed him back in the day to be a federal prosecutor. You know what it was? He's a Democrat. Oh, the pattern is always the same. Never ends, never changes. Police chief, Minneapolis Democrat, comes out and says, we just don't know. So confusing as to what might have caused this. He's repeating every Democrat talking point of the last 6 months and calls himself woke. But other than that, we don't know what it means. But, you know, we'll get back to you in 6 months when we figure it out. Super duper confused. We have no motive. The mayor comes out, Minneapolis, Democrat mayor, stop attacking transgenderism. He mentions that before he mentions the kids who were literally dead. Their blood still in that church, just feet away. The transgender shooter literally posts videos showing how much he hates Christians. Another Democrat talking point, they hate Christians. That's why they debanked so many Christian organizations under Joe Biden. They hate you. They do. Let's not kid ourselves. But what could have caused this? Let's see, repeats every talking point from the Democrat Party, calls himself woke like they do, displays the same flag that they do, instead of the American flag, by the way. Don't know, we'll never get to the bottom of it. Never get to the bottom. You know what's so interesting? Do you see what he did? He obviously studied, and this is a copycat crime of the Audrey Hale shooting because she was so she became such a folk hero after she killed those kids to the Democrats in all the ways I described in the last segment. Joe Biden set this up practically. First ever Trans Day of Visibility, celebrated instead of Easter at the White House within 3 days of the Audrey Hale shooting. And Joe Biden never called the parents. Never did. Made her into a folk hero. He was copying it. That's what he was doing. He was copying it with all the right Democrat woke talking points. He wants to be a folk hero too. He even added in killing Donald Trump because it's very popular on the left. No, it is. I mean, I've read the survey. 30% of the Democrat Party is like, yeah, we'd be better off if he was dead. It's who they are. It's who they are. So you've got all the usual cleanup, but folks, the talking point. Jacob, it hasn't even been an hour And Jacob Frey, Democrat Minneapolis mayor, shoves everyone to the side at the press conference, comes forward, and uses the phrase thoughts and prayers.
Don't just say this is about thoughts and prayers right now. These kids were literally praying. It was the first week of school. They were in a church. These are kids that should be learning with their friends. They should be playing on the playground.
Yeah, yeah, we have to do more, he says. Now listen to this. MSNBC, same exact praise.
The thoughts and prayers, I'm so beyond that nonsense, the lie of that. Because what we have are people who continue to stand in the way of actually doing something.
He means taking the guns. He means taking the guns. Circleback Saki, spokeshack for Joe Biden. Same exact phrase. We don't need your thoughts and prayers. Rawr. What is she saying? Prayer is not freaking enough. Prayers do not end school shooting. Enough with the thoughts and prayers. We need act. What's action? Well, they can't even say it now. This is the funny part. They are so beaten on the gun issue, they can't say what they mean. We need your guns. We want your guns. That's what she means. You know what's ironic about that? They can't say it anymore because so many Democrats own guns now. You know, remember the number one, during the Biden era, number one first-time gun owner for the first time used to be males? No, it's black females. Why? Well, because you're living with the consequences of Democrat policies. You can't do that without a gun. You need a gun. So when Democrats say prayer's not enough, they mean they want to confiscate our guns. They just can't say that because so many of the Democrat Party's voters have had to buy guns to protect themselves from the violent criminals thanks to Democrat policies. So now they have to low-key hint at it. Thoughts and prayers, thoughts and prayers. Not enough, not enough. We got to do more. What do you want? Your guns. Folks, can you imagine for a moment, after what we've seen in D.C., what we've seen in these Democrat cities, living in a Democrat-run America, crime-infested, without guns for your protection, with a dual justice system that churns out their violent criminals again and again and again, and no way to protect yourself, and their criminals are treated like first-class citizens, and you're a second-class citizen if you're a gun owner. You want to know how that works? You want to know how it ends? It ends with a Democrat mob marching up to your house thinking about burning it down, and you got to chase them off with a gun. And when you do, you go to prison, not them, for trespassing on your lawn, for threatening you and menacing you. Are you saying, oh, you're exaggerating, Tara? That never happened in America. It did. That's St. Louis. By the way, that couple was just cleared this week, finally. Their porch, they held off a left-wing lunatic mob. It's private property, too, because they were in a gated community. Remember them? Oh, that's how Democrats treat you if you lawfully use your gun for self-protection against one of their mobs. Believe me, their mobs will all have guns. You won't. Donald Trump's the only thing standing in the way of that right now. And they never stop, folks. Right now, are they going to get the guns right now? No, but they're banking it for the future. Banking it, banking it, banking it, banking it. They want it to be like Venezuela. They took the guns for everybody's protection, waited a few years, and then redistributed the guns to Tren de Aragua. And Tren de Aragua started shooting people who opposed the party. They're still doing it today. They like to drive by on a motorcycle. No one ever gets charged. You know how it works. It won't be that way for now. Unless Trey Gowdy has his way. He wants to take your guns. Wait, what? Yeah. That guy. Look, there was a reason Bill Clinton appointed him back in the day to be a federal prosecutor. You know what it was? He's a Democrat. Look, folks, this is going to keep happening again and again and again and again. It will never end. It's only going to increase. Why? Why are we seeing this? Almost every major shooter now is either transgender, gender fluid, something like that. And the left usually manages to cover it up. Why is that the case? Well, 15 years ago, we didn't even have a gender transition clinic, a single one for young people in this country. Not one. That's an invention of the Biden and Obama era. The first one in Los Angeles opened 15 years ago. And since then, more than 7,000 children, that's not counting the adults, 7,000 children have been chemically transitioned. I actually think those numbers are low. That's what's changed. That's why this is happening. It's not because we offer prayers. It's not because we won't give up our guns. Do you remember the rash of transgender shooters 30 years ago when we also wouldn't give up our guns? There weren't any, were there? Texter makes a great point on this. We still haven't seen the toxicology report from the Butler shooter either. No, we haven't. No, we haven't. And here's the other thing, folks. The UK Daily Mail broke the story about SSRI. So that'd be like antidepressant drugs, very commonly given to teens, that they weren't really studied in teens. And what they found when they went back and did a mass study of studies was that they affect particularly male puberty, male gender development. They neuter them, essentially. They end up neutered sexually to some degree. It does it to girls too, but the extent is not known to be the same. It's probably because it's not as measurable as it is with boys. It inhibits male hormones. It pushes them like candy. So you look at a guy like this. He reaches this point. He's probably been on SSRIs because he's obviously nuts. That would have very much inhibited his sexual development, would have stunted him sexually. Now he thinks he's trans. And they're waiting. They're waiting with the hormones. Hormones that can cause psychosis and schizophrenia-like symptoms? Ask Google, not me. You got to weed through the propaganda of, cross-sex hormones are really great, except they cause psychosis. But other than that, they're really great. Combine the psychosis and the SSRIs, you're teed up. And then you go to your mom because you feel like crap and you know something's wrong with you and you probably had pre-existing psychological conditions anyway. And you say, hey, I don't want to be a boy anymore. I want to be a girl. And she holds your hand and she takes you down to change your name to a girl's name. She drives you there. She signs off for you to do it when you're a kid. Still, you're a minor. Oh, are you kidding me as a mom? Not only am I not signing off for that, you're not getting the car keys. I'm going to fight you for them. You're not getting out of my house. You're not driving my car. You are not, absolutely not changing your name. And when you're an adult and I can't physically stop you, I'm going to try to stop you anyway by arguing with you. His mom just affirmed it. She might as well have wound him up. Wonder how she feels about it today. This is what stops this, folks. We need to do the same thing the left does. This is how the left stopped capital punishment in South Carolina. They started, you know, digging up the side effects of these drugs and how it might make it a painful death or bad or whatever. And what? They got the ban one by one by one by one. So we're going to use them. No, let's do it. Let's do this with adults who take cross-sex hormones. I mean, folks, it's right there on Google. If you're a class action lawyer, you're gonna make a ton of money doing this. Sue the pharmaceutical companies till they can't write these prescriptions anymore. That's what they did in South Carolina, and now they won't sell the drugs for capital punishment. Too expensive, lawsuits and stuff. Well, let's do it to big pharma. So again, when Trey Gowdy says, if only there are a way to identify these people, there is. We don't have to take everybody's guns, Trey.
Our system is reactive. And the only way to stop it is to identify the shooter ahead of time or keep the weapons out of their hands. And so we're going to have a conversation of freedom versus protecting children. I mean, how many school shootings does it take?
No, we're not going to have that conversation, bud, because you're not in office. And hopefully you never will be.